Okay, we just have a couple of very small points in the last sugya before we move on to the next sugya. But just as a recap for a minute, we've been talking about the machlekes Rav and Shmuel about what the words v'naseich mean. V'naseich is mentioned in the Mishnah Gittin as a mazik, and it's mentioned in the list of Rav Chiya as a mazik. But we're not quite sure what the case is. So we had a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. And again, most of what we've been discussing revolved around sugyas related to Kimle v'Draminei. Is this covered by Kimle v'Draminei? Not covered by Kimle v'Draminei? Do we say Akira Terech Hanoch, back and forth, the Sugat and Ksubit, all the Torahs that we've been talking about up until now. But there's an important akuda that's raised, which really touches on something that we spoke about in the past, about which really throws almost a monkey wrench into everything we've been talking about. We spent a lot of time talking about the Rabbi Abin. Rabbi Abin was the Mechadish of this idea of Zorah Chetz, Hekor Shirayim Alichoso, so that's covered by Kimle v'Draminei. And Rabbi Abin is really a Gevaldike Chiddush. It's such a Gevaldike Chiddush that Tosfos claims that half the Amoraim don't even hold from it. And Tosfos claims that was the Nekudas Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, and Tosfos Derab Gemara Zman Makam Daf Ayin, all kinds of sugyas. That Tosfos keeps on pressing this point that Rabbi Abin is such a Gevaldike Chiddush that not everyone agrees to it. And even those who accept Rabbi Abin has very, very limited scope to it. It only applies according to one of the Lashon in the Gemara, EF Shel Hachzir. Or it only applies if it's EF Shel Hanoch B'Le Akira, etc. It's so limited in scope that it's questionable whether it exists altogether. And even if it's Muslim that it exists, it barely exists for us. So came along the Sefer Truma Sakri, the Ketzos's brother, and raised a red flag based on all this Gemara, all these discussions, all the Rishonim that discussed the limitations of Rabbi Abin. How did this all sit together with the famous part of the Nukhiyasid? So we spoke about this in Nukhiyasid so many times. It's the most famous Nukhiyasid for those people who never learned Bava Kama. It's in Nukhiyasid in the second barak that asks the question, how can you light candles on Friday afternoon if you hold an Isha Mishim Chitzav? So, and again, there are so many assumptions in that question. Assumption number one, just to chazah for a second, that Isha Mishim Chitzav applies not only what? To Ma'azik, it applies to Chilul Shabbos, also highly questionable. And it also assumes he can violate Chilul Shabbos even without doing a lot, without a real mice, without a bittul of Laman Yanuach. Remember the Beis Meir, we spoke about so many assumptions in the question. But Avot Bichain, he had a good Mokayas, a Frektik Asher. And he gave the answer. What was his answer again? It's Chazim for a second. What was his answer? That what does Isha Mishim Chitza mean? Isha Mishim Chitza means Lamafreya. It doesn't mean it's an ongoing ma'isa, but rather it means there is a retroactive ma'isa. And everything goes back to the original time of the shooting of the arrow, or the original time of lighting of the fire. And that explains why you could do it on Friday. What other chidushim did the Bukhayasa come up with based on that? He changed the whole world in terms of what? In terms of what would the din be if a guy shot the arrow and then he what? Died. Then he died. So the Bukhayasa claims there would be Shiva Nechasim, shooting all the way back to the beginning. What prompted Mughal Yosef to say Shtekot Torah? It's such a radical statement. Why was he, not just to answer the Chilul Shabbos issue, but what did Nuchas Nezikin prompt him to believe that everything goes back with Mefreya? He was bothered with a very, very strange question. What was it? It's Ones, right? Otherwise, it's Ones Rechmana Patre. So we had that Mughal Yosef you could talk about for days and weeks, which we did. You could talk about for a long time. There's so much time in the Mughal Yosef. But at the end of the day, he came up with this Gevaldik, he said that Isha Mishim Chitza, when shooting an arrow, all goes back Lemafreya to the original moment. Frekta to Musakri, if the Mughal Yosef is right, so then why the need for Rabbi Abin? How could anybody even question Rabbi Abin? How come Rabbi Abin himself is so limited in scope? Why doesn't the Gemara Ksuba simply say, Zorach Chetz, the Kor Shirayim Balichoso, is Potter? Forget about Akira Terech Hanocha, forget about Efshel HaHachzir, forget about the Efshel B'Lozeh, forget about being a Machlek Yisamara. It's elementary, it's ABCs. Typically, Mishum, then Mughal Yosef. If Mughal Yosef is right that everything goes back to Mafreya, so the Chi of Mamun goes back to Mafreya, the Chi of Misa goes back to Mafreya, everything is Mamish, Kamadramine. It's classic Kilui Dramini. Why do you need to create a new category called Akira Torah Hanacha, which is controversial, which is limited in scope? Everything should be covered by the all encompassing statement of the Mughal Yosef that Lemaisa Alt Isha Vishim Chitz, everything shoots back Lema Freya. The Tumas Akri, Mitecheme Hakusha, he is so bothered, he's staring at this Gemara in Subas Laman Alf in the face and saying, how did the Mughal Yosef learn this Gemara? Says the Tumas Akri, Zeman from Dod Mughal Yosef is not right. Says this Gemara is the downfall of the Mughal Yosef. Now, let's not forget, the Tumas Akri already didn't. Had it in for this Chaz Mughal Yosef. Why? Remember, he was the one who. What did he attack about the new Mughal Yosef? He said, what kind of oinus is that? This is oinus. Oinus. You created the oinus. Oinus means the Nebuch was that oinus. You set up a situation. Now you're going to cry oinus. So the Mughal Yosef didn't understand what prompted the new Mughal Yosef. I'm sorry, the Chumash Tzuki didn't understand what prompted the Mughal Yosef's kash in the first place. And he thinks that the entire Shtukul Torah is contradicted by the very necessity of Rabbi Abin. That's the Chumash Tzuki's time. So Reb Chaim Oizer in Achiezer suggests that he doesn't think that kasha was such a convincing kasha. He doesn't think that there's a stira by the need for the Abin that's going to undermine the truth of the statement of the Mughal Yosef. Says Reb Chaim Oizer, he says, when you're in the world of Chomer B'Dramine, Chomer B'Dramine depends on reality. Chomer B'Dramine doesn't depend on some theoretical Shtichol Torah that you go back in theory based on alumnus of a mitzchira sacheit al mafreya to be matthew to light candles on Friday on so that. That's not going to fly for Kibbutz Dramine. For Kibbutz Dramine, it has to be defoil mamish. It has to be when is the chiyuv defoil chal, not when is the theoretical shas hasibas achiyuv back from 6 months ago. It has to be something that's chal mamish right now. And therefore, to invoke the Mughal Yosef for the purposes of Kibbutz Dramine would be too much. So what do you have to invoke for Kibbutz Dramine? In order to make Kibbutz Dramine work, what do you have to invoke? You have to invoke Rabbi Abin. So again, who am I, far be it from me to open my mouth in discussion with Rabbi Chaim Oizer? But I don't understand that exactly. I said, Oman Hashach, if you really believe that Kibbutz Dramine depends on the real world, Kibbutz Dramine depends on Elam Hazeh, depends, it's like Hilchos Shabbos, we always have the Shaila. Does Hilchos Shabbos depend on the real world, or depend on the Elam HaSal Yainim? There's a Mesaket, right? We spoke about the Shaila many, many times. So does Kibbutz Dramine depend on Tachlis Lamaisa when reality is, when the Elam HaTachdon declares that something happened, that's called the Vasachas Kibbutz Dramine? Or does it depend on some kind of halachic mechanism? So Chaim Oizer is saying, oh, it depends on reality. It doesn't depend on some fancy schmancy halachic mechanism. It depends on reality. And what's meant reality? Whose reality? Rabbi Abin's reality. Why is Rabbi Abin's reality any more of a reality than the Mughal Yosef's reality? If you believe that Kibbutz Dramine depends on the real world, I can hear that. And then you know what you should do? You should reject Rabbi Abin, and you should reject Menucha, you should reject everybody. That everything depends on reality. If you tell me that we can somehow superimpose halachic realities, the new way of looking at the world through the halachic view, so then, Abazoi, why isn't the Mughal Yosef good enough for that? So I didn't quite understand this Achiezer. If you take a look at the Simin Yates and the Achiezer, those who have a chance, take a look and try to see. It's in one paragraph where he just mamish machzevech the Timur Sakri. He says, nah, everybody realizes that Kibbutz Dramine is not going to be helped by the Mughal Yosef because you need a chiyah befoil mamish. And how is Rabbi Abin created chiyah befoil mamish? I don't know. So chiyah, I don't know, I'm not sure. Rabbi saying, one last akud in the sugya. The whole sugya started with trying to understand what the Nekudas Machlekes Rav Shmuel was. Because the Mishnah said that Menasech is Chayev, and Rav said it's Mamish, Menasech Mamish, and Shmuel said that was not an option because of Kibbutz Dramine. So you have to fall back on a Shvach Pshat, because that's not what the word really means. Oh, Nebuch, okay, Shatzachak, you have to give a new Pshat in the Mishnah. Must be Ma'ariv, it cannot possibly be Menasech Mamish. That was the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So we spent most of the time following in Tosafot's footsteps that the reason why Shmuel invokes Kibbutz Dramine and therefore had, in a sense, changed the Pshuto Shel HaMishnah is related to Rabbi Abin, is related to, do you accept Rabbi Abin, don't accept Rabbi Abin, what are the parameters of that? All the three different Biurim that we went through in Tosafot and Gittin and Daf Beis. But then at the very end of Tosafot and Gittin and Daf Beis, Tosafot takes an about face. Tosafot says that maybe we missed the boat, maybe connecting this to Rabbi Abin is not really correct. maybe we should take a new look, a fresh look at the entire sugya. Comes Tosis and says that, what is the Shas Achiyav here? At what point is the Shas Achiyav Mammon really, really chal? In a case of Manasseh, a guy picks up somebody else's wine and walks it over to the idol and pours it down in front of the Avodah Zarah, right? Pours it down right in front of the, right in front of the exhibit A. Okay, pours it down right in front of the. I wouldn't say it because then someone's going to accuse me of saying something. I'm just looking at waving. Okay. There's no video in the Shia, let me know. So a person, you had to be at the beginning before Shia to catch it. It's, don't worry, you didn't miss anything. Okay, so a person picks up the wine and he walks over a few feet and he goes and he pours it in front of the idol. So what exactly was the moment of truth in terms of the Chiyuv Mammon? So Rav was the one, quoted Rabbi Yirmiyah, what did Rav say? When is the moment of truth of the Chiyuv Mammon? When's the Chiyuv Mammon really, really kick in, says Rav? When's the Chiyuv Mammon kick in? The Chiyuv Misa for sure is at the time you pour it to the aisle. So you pour it to the aisle in Nachal Misa. When you lift it up, mid Agbay, right? Mid Agbay, Chayabay, Konalei, right? So Rav argued that the reason why Kibbutz Ramadei doesn't apply is because the Chiyuv Mammon kicks in already at that point. So Shmuel, says Tosis in Gittin Daf and Days, in the fourth Mahalach, says, you know what? That's not so true. Not so poshut that Chiyuv Mammon kicked it at that point. Why? Because if you would stop the guy right now, he just picked up somebody else's bottle of wine. If you'd stop him and say, okay, you're Chayev, what does that mean? What would the words mean, he's Chayev? He's Chayev to pay for the $100 bottle of wine? What can he simply do at that point? He could not just put it back down and do what with it? He can give it back. And that would be a fulfillment of what Pasuk in Chumash. So at that moment in time, nothing really happened. I mean, it's true in theory he became known as a Gazan, but it didn't translate to anything. There was no real chiyuv in terms of dollars and cents that was tefis in the guy yet, because he at what point does it become impossible for him to now say Reshchol Fanecha? When does it become impossible for him to say that? When? Once it what? Once he pours it, once it becomes Asur Bahana, he's the one who created this Isur Hana. So at that moment in time, he cannot say Reshchol Fanecha. So what does Shmuel argue? What just happened at that moment? The Dini Mammon was just Chal now. So whereas Rav said, the Dini Mammon was Chal 20 minutes ago, Shmuel said, no, it wasn't. Because for the last 20 minutes, there was no Chiyuv Mammon. Because for the last 20 minutes, he still had the option in his back pocket of Reshchol Fanecha. So the moment of truth that undermines his ability to say Reshchol Fanecha occurs at the time of pouring the wine, which by golly, according to Shmuel, is just happens coincidentally to be simultaneous with what? With the Chiyuv Misa. Which is exactly why Shmuel turns around and says, so you can't make the guy pay. It's impossible to make the fellow pay for Menasech Mamish. It can't be, because Menasech is covered by Kibbutz Ramadei, because it's Mamish Vasachas. So but the Mishnah says that Menasech is Chayev. What's the answer? Shmuel's in the corner. What does Shmuel have to do? He's got to go back to the Mishnah and think of another creative pshat in the Mishnah. And Shmuel says, it can't be Menasech. It's got to be Ma'ariv. The text doesn't sound that way. Tough on that. I can't hear anything else. Apidin, it cannot be Menasech. So the only viable pshat is to say Ma'ariv. What was Rav's response back to Shmuel? Rav argues, tells us, says no. It's true that until that point of when he pours the wine, he could theoretically have said, Harei Shechol Fanecha. But what created the Chiyuv? When was the Chiyuv Mammon really Chal? At what moment? Not because of Rabbi Abin and Rabbi Yemaisalach. When was the Chiyuv Mammon Chal? When he what? When he came to God's one. So even though it's true he had that window of saying, Harei Shechol Fanecha, but once that window is removed, how is it removed? By him pouring the wine. Once that window is removed, then Igloi Muslim Afreya that the Chiyuv Mammon really started from the Shasek Bo. So this has nothing to do with Rabbi Abin. This is a different story. This is a Galtum Tikashayla. This is a very, very Dakas Tikashayla Chas Gezela. I pick up something, so I'm a Gazla now with an option of getting out with a Reish Chol Fanecha. Something I cause later interferes with that ability of Reish Chol Fanecha. When's the Shas Chiyuv Mammon? So that's like Superstar. That's good enough in days. That's a Numach like Ram and Shmuel. When does the halacha view the Shas Chiyuv Mammon? Do we say the Shas Chiyuv Mammon is the time of the Nisuch, which is Shmuel, therefore it's covered by Kibbutz Ramadei, therefore you have to create a new scenario of Ma'ariv in the Mishnah? But you follow Rav, it's everything ultimately is kicked in at the very beginning to be determined later. If it determines later that Horesh Chofanecha becomes impossible, because he ruined the wine, so that it started from Bitchila. So this is the fourth option in Tosfos as to what the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel was. So either Rav and Shmuel are arguing about Rabbi Abin proper, or everyone agrees to Rabbi Abin, they're arguing about the two Lashonis in Rabbi Abin, or everyone agrees to which Lashon is right, but they're arguing about the Metzias, whether it's Efshel and Nisach B'Lihagbar, that was one Pshat in Tosfos, or the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel has nothing at all to do with Rabbi Abin, it's an independent Shaila, nothing else to do with anything. So again, those are the four different Biurim in the Sugya. Any last questions about the Sugya before we move on? Okay, good. Got a new Sugya.